It's not every day you can sail up alongside a 1,000-foot lake freighter in its natural habitat on the Great Lakes. However, for the past 89 years, travelers fascinated by the lure of the shipping industry and the systems that accommodate such vessels have been able to enjoy such a unique experience thanks to the original Sioux Locks Boat Tours Company. Founded in 1934 by Captain Milo Beach Goodwelch, a tugboat captain who noticed the attraction tourists had to the locks and surrounding cities of Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan and Sault Ste. Marie, Canada, the original Sioux Locks Boat Tours continues to draw travelers from both sides of the border. And according to office manager Sheila Merchand, it's truly a great experience for history buffs. Large passenger ship City of Detroit 3 in Sioux Locks. It's a unique experience being on the water and then to see a man-made engineering marvel, said Merchand, who also doubles as a narrator on many of the daily excursions aboard Sioux Locks 3 vessels. You're learning the history of the area from both the perspective of Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan and Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. We talk about the locks, the freight traffic, the ships. We get up close and personal with the freighters. It's a really interesting tour. The approximate two-hour tour takes passengers through locks along the St. Mary's River, the only water connection between Lake Superior and the Great Lakes. However, there is a section of the river known as the St. Mary's Rapids where the water falls about 21 feet from the level of Lake Superior to the level of the lower lakes. The natural barrier made it necessary for the construction of the Sioux Locks, a project known as the St. Mary's Falls Canal. The first lock was built in 1797, on the Canadian side, but was destroyed in the War of 1812. The United States built its first lock in 1855. Today there are two U.S. locks in use, and one Canadian lock. The Sioux Locks are an engineering marvel that attracts thousands of visitors every year. Great Lakes freighters from the U.S. and Canada, as well as ships from around the world transit through the Sioux Locks carrying an array of cargoes. We operate three sister ships, said Merchand. The Baie des Houilles built in 1955, the Holiday built in 1957, and the Hiawatha built in 1959. As part of the narration, we talk about other ships and provide interesting facts about them. Last week, for example, we sailed alongside the Arthur M. Anderson, the last ship within sight of the Edmund Fitzgerald and the last to hear its captain's voice. There are interesting stories about the construction of the locks on both sides of the border, local industry, and various cargoes passing through the area. According to Merchand, advance bookings are not required, although summer is busy season and demand is high with two ships sailing daily. She recommends showing up 15 to 20 minutes before scheduled departure time to board the vessel. As of June 17, original Sioux Locks Boat Tours vessels will begin offering trips 6 times a day. Fall is also an excellent time to visit given the natural splendor of the area. For more information, visit the original Sioux Locks Boat Tours Company online. Or call 906-632-6301.